This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Israel this week as part of his sixth urgent mission to the Middle East since Israel's war began in October with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The Israel trip will cap Blinken's latest Mideast tour, which started in Saudi Arabia on Wednesday and will continue in Egypt on Thursday. The top U.S. diplomat will be in Tel Aviv on Friday after 2 days of talks with Arab leaders and foreign ministers in Jeddah and Cairo, all focused on the war in Gaza. Israel's military said on Wednesday it had killed dozens of gunmen and arrested scores more in a raid on Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Residents of Gaza City in the north described the most intense fighting for months around Al-Shifa. The raid, which began on Monday, sent Palestinians fleeing south. Israel faced fierce criticism last November when troops first raided the hospital. They uncovered tunnels they said had been used as command and control centers by Hamas. Al-Shifa, the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital before the war, is now one of the few even partly working in the north. It has also been housing displaced civilians. Hamas and medical staff deny that the hospital is used for military purposes or to shelter fighters.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The United States is in the process of organizing government-chartered helicopter flights to evacuate Americans from Haiti amid rising violence, the State Department's deputy spokesman Vedant Patel said in a briefing on Wednesday.
Our hope is to keep these options available for American citizens who need it, and the feasibility and the assessment of that work is going to be ongoing.
This is VOA News.